Professor Fadi.
A bit more with teeth and biting. Please meet my family, daughter, son, my wife, and my beautiful mother-in-law. How about this young man? I swear to God, he is not my son. No, he is not. So, what is our duty as dentists? Our duty is to take this young man through teenage, adulthood, and senior age, and hopefully beyond that, and to keep the oral health at optimum level. So, most of us, we hear that patients, they tell us that they spend their life in a dental office, and we retreat the same teeth and the same problems they have. And by age of 50, around 50, most of us, they have root canal, they have bridges, crowns, extractions, and implants. So something is wrong. Why this child, when he comes to this age and he's losing most of his teeth? We know that there are risk factors, and patients, they are responsible for their oral health. But we dentists as well, probably we are not doing the proper treatment from this age. So hopefully, we have here two titles, minimum intervention dentistry and ozone and deep caries lesions. So probably this is a standard of treatment, and it has many technologies, and ozone therapy is nothing but a technology and this standard of care. Most of you are very familiar with such cases. So you had this open, soft tissue, open chronic infected wound. And if we want to find some common terminology between this and this, which is a hard tissue, open chronic infected wound, and usually what you do, this is a courtesy of Professor Nabil Mawsouf, and here I take the opportunity to wish him all the best, and I'm sure that many of you know him, and he is a very good friend of yours. So you do a surgical debridement, ozone treatment. Probably you use a bioactive dressing to help during the healing phase. And maybe at the end you do a skin graft or a tissue graft to cover this lack of tissue. Now for us dentists, it is almost the same thing. So we have an open chronic infected wound, and underneath this there is the tooth pulp, where is the blood vessels and the nerve tissue. So if you amputate this, for amputation, if you remove that foot, for us dentists, amputation is to remove the tooth, the pulp tooth tissue, and definitely the more we remove tissues, the more the tooth will become weaker, and probably later in 5, 10, 15 years, we will have to do more treatment, and we end up by removing that tooth and doing implants. For you, for example, here you have regeneration of soft tissue, and when we talk about healing, so this is the initial case, and we will see it later on more in details. So this is the infection, and here this is after the debridement. If I remove, let's say that this, we call it affected tissue. For you, let's say, to make it more simple, let's call it is a sick tissue. And usually dentists, they remove also this tissue, and they end up inside the canal, and they have to do root canal treatment. So we try to heal this soft, let's say, somehow soft structures. And for us dentists, healing is when this structure, it becomes harder or remineralized. So instead of removing this, we are healing these deep lesions, caries lesions. So also it's very important for you medical doctors to know that ozone in dentistry is really advancing all over the world. And especially for medical doctors to know that sometimes you have diseases, and oral diseases, they might affect your patients and vice versa. For example, if you have a diabetic patient and he comes to us and we want to make, let's say, a major oral surgery, we might be going into, we might have some severe complications. So let's see what's inside this deep caries lesion. So it is a pathological infective biofilm, and it lives in an acidic environment. So this is the starting point, and this it came out for this lesion. This biofilm, it has like bacterial toxins, lipopolysaccharide, LPS, and it will induce a chronic inflammation. And you very well know that chronic inflammations, it means stimulation by these COX-2, interleukin-6, and tumor necrosis factor alpha. And this, it will maintain this tooth or this organ in a pathologic and sick environment, and it cannot heal. So there is suppression of remineralization. And the pulp dentine, it will stimulate matrix metalloproteinase like collagenase, and it will eat the dentine structure. So the biofilm, it made the perfect environment for the tooth to auto-destroy. So this is a self-destruction of the tooth. These MMPs are not secreted by bacteria. It's mainly the pulp dentine complex that is doing this, and there is further dentine destruction and reduced fluid flow. And then we get to the position or to the stage where we have overwhelming pulp oxidative stress. All these terminologies that you are familiar with that, and the tooth is constantly in an inability to defend and repair itself, and we reach a stage that we call pulp irreversible inflammation, and it leads to death and necrosis. And at that time, we have to do a root canal treatment. So when we use ozone, so what we are hoping for? So we know that ozone is a very strong antimicrobial and toxins, so there is oxidation of toxins and acids. So there is an arrest of the chronic inflammatory stimulus. It will inhibit the LPS-induced pro-inflammatory cytokine. In other words, we will have reactivation of alkaline phosphatase, which is essential for the dentine to remineralize, and formation of calcification nodules. The pulp dentine complex stimulated transforming growth factor beta, which is also essential to regenerate the matrix of the mineral structures. The pulp will be in a physiological environment, and the defense repair mechanism, it will be reestablished. And this is what we call, let's say, the healing, which is reparative tertiary dentine generation. Now, there are like hundreds of articles about ozone and caries. But most of them, they are dealing with that ozone can kill bacteria. We know this. It has been known for 100 years. But we still don't know what is the effect of ozone on pulp tissue. And this is, I think, this is a, as we will see later on, it is something to really to be looked at. This is very one important in vitro investigation. And it showed that briefly that if we treat the LPS with ozonated water or ozone gas, the pro-inflammatory cytokine will be inhibited and eliminated, which will put back the cells that are producing the dentine core and minerals to regenerate. So I will just read the conclusion. The results suggest that odontoblastic cells, these are the cells inside the pulp tissue, exhibit inflammatory response against LPS, and ozonated water has the ability to improve LPS-induced inflammatory responses and suppression of odontoblastic properties. Deformation of mineralized nodules by KN3, this is like similar to odontoblast cells, was significantly suppressed by LPS. In contrast, when the cells were exposed to ozonated water, the formation of mineralized nodules was detected. Now, concerning the transforming growth factor, there is not a single study to show that ozone can, and the pulp dentine complex can produce the transforming growth factor. This is a very close one, which they are using low level laser, and low-level laser treatment induced reactive oxygen species. So this is what is important for us, and which is very similar to what ozone might be doing in a dose-dependent manner. And in turn, it activated latent transforming growth factor via specific methionine. This is also Chinese, like for you, like Dr. Conrad, I don't understand this. I mean, I leave it for researchers. So laser activated was capable of differentiating in also human dental stem cells in vitro. So any university or any group present here, if you have funds and you have dentists who wish to do any research, I think ozone is used in as an adjunct in almost all dental application without noticeably changing current standard of care. For example, if we are doing a root canal, so the pulp tissue is dead and we are only adding to the sterility of the canal space. But if we can really regenerate dentin in a predictable manner, I think that ozone use in very deep carious lesions might be a paradigm shift in current standards of care. And this is very essential if ever we can have funds for such an application, because we don't know yet what is the effect on pulp tissue. So this is, I mean, how I explain to dentists how to do the debridement and what to remove and what to keep in order to at least try and save the pulp tissue from being removed. I will skip this a bit quickly so that we can see. And this is mainly what we are looking for, the minerals coming from the pulp. So we have minerals coming from the external, like saliva and supplements that we take, that we give to the patient. But most importantly, this is what we are looking for. This is the pulp. And if we can get remineralization and healing of these structures, that is what we are mainly looking for. So this is the case that we saw before. So that's the thing. And we have here the radiograph, and we see how close it is to the pulp tissue. Now, this patient, he is 50 years old, and he is a doctor in finance. And he is, I mean, he cannot stand a dentist. He has that much fear going to a dental office. So I knew that I will be injecting him, I will be giving him anesthesia just to remove this amalgam filling. But I wanted to show him that we can do something different. And I told him, I will not give you an injection, and I will try to heal this lesion without even give you an injection, and I will not do a root canal. So the first day, no anesthesia, no drilling, and no filling. This is the application of the gas. We will see how we apply gas. Some saliva, because saliva, it contains a lot of minerals. Now we have solutions which contains calcium and phosphate. We can use that. This is also a paste which is very rich in minerals. So this is the pre-op, so after debridement. And this is the tissue that we wanted to heal. And here we can see how these structures, they were mineralized and they are hard, so I didn't have to remove this. If I remove this, I will end up inside the canal. Some radiographs also to show the starting. And so this is the tissue that I left, and if I removed it, I will end up in the pulp. And here it was totally mineralized. These are the ozone parameters that I personally use. Ozonated water between 8 and 16, gas 20 and 60, 120 to 250 flow milliliter per minute. And this is what you will see some pictures for the total arc trace. What you might be calling it is like limb bagging, is that we put a tray and the gas, it goes inside the mouth, and it will disinfect the teeth and the gums at the same time. Some helpful adjuncts that mainly that these are known by dentists. Dentists, definitely they work in the most critical part of the body, which is a point of entry to the lungs. So the dentist must be very well trained in order not to have any gas that it will go into the lungs and be inhaled. So we use a silicone cup, and the gas that goes in and it goes, the excess that did not react, it will go back into the handpiece and to the destructor. So the gas is constantly circulating inside this silicone cap. And of course the assistant, even if we have an internal circulation, the assistant will constantly be next to the hand, to the dentist, and suctioning any excess gas that might escape from this silicone cup. So this is an endo and root canal for prostheses, caries, if we have ulcers and any perio diseases, and also for implants. And this is another way to suction the gas from the silicone cap in case you don't have a circulating handpiece. This is what is similar to limb bagging. So this is a tray. And definitely we will seal the edges of the tray so that the gas will not escape from the edges. This type of tray, it will do both superior and lower jaws. Another kind, here I put ozonated water and gas at the same time. And these are stock, because these are custom trays, these will fit only for this patient. But these are stock ozone trays. It can be used on all patients. This is a 16-year-old, also the same thing. The lesion is here, and it's almost on over the horn of the pulp. It's like when you go to a medical doctor. Let's say that my finger, the top 10 milliliters is totally necrotic, it's totally dead, and then I have 10 milliliters of sick tissue. So the surgeon will remove the totally dead tissue, and he will heal the sick tissue. So this is what we are trying to do here. But the child, he was so fearful that he didn't let me open more the cavity in order to have access to this and remove as much as possible from the dead tissue, because the dead tissue has to go. So why should I put ozone on that tissue? So I ended up with this. Of course, when we have such a lesion, we are talking about a mouth that is diseased, so it is not a particular tooth. So we have to consider the whole mouth, the whole part of this body that is sick. So all my patients, they go with ozone trays. And this is the temporary filling that we see here. And after the ozone treatment, so what I'm hoping for is not to cure this, but mainly this part which is over the pulp. This is the pulp. And if it is removed, we will definitely, the tooth will get weaker. So this is day one. And from here to here, I didn't do anything except at 2 months, I did another total arc tray. And here we have the healing. So as you see here, this lesion, it was really hitting the nerve tissue. And here we have the dentine, which has been generated and repaired. And so next, I have to go inside again in order to clean what I had to do in the first visit, which was done at 4 month recall. And here I can see how the tissue, it was hard now and totally remineralized. We still have some brown spots, and they need a bit more of healing. And even though I didn't remove these, and I gave them more time in order to heal. So this is at 4 months, and so this is what was left. So I have the healing. Now that tooth is totally safe, healthy, and under function. There is no more pain from day one. And this is at 5 years recall, so even these structures that I left were totally mineralized. Another case, here we have a pulp exposure. Pulp exposure, it means that, as you can, probably you can't see it here, but here you have this red spot. This is the horn of the pulp. And it was, I mean, I barely removed this filling, and immediately the pulp was exposed. But even though I always try, because I tell the patient, listen, I will do my best to save that tooth. If I cannot, we will do the traditional treatment, which is root canal therapy. But I always try to heal, and I tell the patient, okay, you will, what you are going to pay, it will be deducted if ever we have to do the root canal. And most patients, I mean, that definitely they will go and try to save their tooth from root canal therapy. So even with the pulp exposure, here at 16 months, we have a total healing, as you see, can hear. It was totally over the nerve, and we have a total remission of this area. Who can imagine? I mean, there are probably dentists in here. If you look at this radiograph, you wouldn't even think to give it a try. You will, we will do immediately a root canal. And if we look at the money, I think in Europe you have the social security and they are paying most of the dental work. If you want to do the conventional treatment, usually it is a root canal treatment. And since the lesion is really deep and very close to the crestal bone, probably the dentist will also do a surgical crown elongation, and then it will be restored with a restorative crown. Such treatment probably, I don't know, maybe in Europe it will cost around $3,000 or 3,000 euros. And compare this treatment and with all the destruction, and here also I had a pulp exposure, so the pulp, it was really exposed, and after at 8 months, the tooth is totally healthy, functional, and the response to stimulus is totally normal. Same again. How deep the lesion is, also with the pulp exposure. These are some materials that we call them bioactive, and they help us also in putting the tooth in healthy environment. And at 14-month recall, we have also total healing of this area, which is here. This is what, I mean, the conventional treatment that we call, sometimes we call it drill and fill amputation concept. And hopefully, with the use of minimum intervention dentistry and ozone, probably we can minimize the use of anesthesia, drilling, and especially this with young patients to give them better. And this is what I call a medical standard of dental care. Because unfortunately, dentists all over the world, they forget about medicine, and we become mainly technicians and not healthcare providers. The same thing. How deep it is, this lesion. And at 26 months, total healing. And here we are really, I'm pushing the limits, but I mean, this case is still going. And I'm getting, I mean, he also got another lesion here at this period, but that tooth is still living, and I didn't do a root canal. So I give it to the maximum. I try as much as possible to save teeth from root canal therapy. Before and after, yeah. Now, I don't know if you know this, probably if you do local application with ozonated water, I find this extremely interesting, and I call it white water. White water is that we know that if we put, we dissolve ozone in water, we reach a certain saturation and we cannot dissolve more ozone gas inside. So this is like a special gas mass transfer, and as you can see here, the water, it looks pretty milky. So in other words, we have ozone that has been dissolved, and we have like nanoparticles of undissolved ozone gas and oxygen, And all these bubbles, these microscopic bubbles, they turn the water into whitish like this. And it takes some time. For example, here it takes time for these bubbles to really float and go and to reach the surface of the water. So what I'm looking for here is that besides the dissolved ozonated water, I'm using these microscopic bubbles at a certain pressure to do like some kind of cavitation in order to excavate the teeth. So at the same time, I'm excavating and disinfecting at the same time. So this is the cavitation effect that I'm hoping for with the, all these microscopic bubbles. So the dissolved ozone and the undissolved ozone gas, I'm using them. So instead of taking it through a destructor, I'm using both the undissolved and dissolved. This is the unit that is making the ozonated water. Thank you.
Very well. We thank for the most interesting presentation of Dr. Fadi Sabah.